6:55, Tuesday wouldn't be Tuesday without the Deputy Director at our Kenosha Public Museums, and today it's Election Central. Museum Lady Peggy Gregorski, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Polls open in less than 5 minutes, so what's it look like out there, Peggy?
We've got about 50 people here.
50? That's pretty good.
Very well organized. We've got the line, if you know your ward is pretty full, and then if you need to register, there's a separate line, and if you don't know and got questions, there's a third line. So I'm at the Civil War Museum. There's 8 wards voting, and should be a busy day.
Yeah, it definitely will do that. So while all that voting is going on, let's sneak in some museum fun. What's coming up here?
Museum Munchkins tomorrow morning, Wednesdays at 9:30, live on Facebook, and it's Brontosaurus Week.
Brontosaurus Week. I'm on board.
I think I could do the Brontosaurus dance. I think that's my kind of move.
I'm pretty sure that's the only dance move I know, like stomp with one foot, stomp with the other, yeah. Alternate.
Nothing but mass destruction.
That's right.
There you go. Time to think about the November Virtual Book Club. These are books that kind of match the mission of the Kenosha Public Museum, and the November book is The Sirens of Mars by Sarah Stewart Johnson. It's all about searching for life on another world and how Mars can be used as a mirror to look at the human condition.
Ooh. Wow. That's a good read.
That's deep.
Yeah, it's good. The meetings are November 8th and November 22nd. They're virtual. And the author, Sarah Stewart Johnson, will join the group on November 22nd. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. Very nice.
Virtual Dino Family Trivia Night.
Oh, boy.
Next Tuesday, 6 o'clock, only $5 per family. It'll be a Zoom program. A little competition is good. This is one the kids are sure to win.
Yeah, because they're a little closer to studying these things than adults are.
This week on Thursday, it's next week on Tuesday. Tuesday, November 10th. I'm all mixed up. I've heard of her in a different date this month, but it's all about Sarah Emma Edmonds. She was a Civil War soldier who enlisted as Franklin Thompson.
Oh, wow.
Yes. This was not uncommon in the Civil War, but hers is a particularly moving story. She fought for the state of Michigan, and it'll be a great story. So, again, I've heard of her on Facebook Tuesday at noon. And then finally, on November 13th, Sir Butternut comes to Madison. You can't mess this stuff up.
Boy, I was sipping water just as you mentioned.
Sir Butternut?
Sir Butternut.
Sir Butternut. This is real. You'll talk about Larry Desitel is the presenter, and they're going to talk about examine the experiences of Confederate soldiers of the 1st Alabama Infantry in the Battle of Island Number 10, and then their experiences as prisoners of war at Camp Randall in Madison.
Wow. Learning a lot in this segment this week. Holy smokes.
All kinds of stuff. Sir Butternut. I'm going to have to sit in on that one.
By the way, did they still make butternut coffee? Remember butternut coffee in the can?
Yeah, that was good coffee. Yeah.
Good coffee. Not as good as my instant, but, you know.
Wasn't there a candy bar like that, too?
A Butterfinger.
I'm thinking of Nutter Butter cookies myself.
We're thinking of more museum fun. Peggy, how do we get it?
Give us a jingle at 262-653-4140 or go to the website, KenoshaPublicMuseum.org, and love us on Facebook.
And when you stop by to vote, give Peggy a wave
today. Absolutely. I'm at the desk pretty soon.
She's at the desk. All right. Peggy Gregorski is Museum Lady. Peggy, have a great week, okay?
Take care, guys. See you soon.